Hey, good morning, my friends, and Shavua Tov. Today is day 35, the power to change. I want to apologize for not posting last night, just completely banked. So I will endeavor, Bli Neder, today to post twice, day 35, which is now, and then day 36, which will be later. So day 35, the power to change, is super important right now between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And I ask the question a lot of people ask, which is, why do we begin the holiest night of the year with Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre is basically annulling your vows and promises that we've made during the year that we didn't fulfill. And it's kind of a strange thing to focus on something so technical as annulling your vows on the holiest night of the year. So there are a couple of answers to this. You know, the simple one is that Judaism views our words as so significant. And the promises that we make are incredibly important. We say in our prayers, Baruch Shamar V'Haya Olam, blessed are you, God, who spoke and the world came into being. And that phrase that we say in our prayers represents the Jewish idea that what we say not only matters, but can create worlds. God created the universe through speech. And God forbid we can destroy other people's words with one nasty comment. You can really ruin another person's reputation. But there's a deeper reason why we begin Yom Kippur with the Kol Nidre, which is annulling vows. And that's an idea advanced by the late and great Rabbi Soloveitchik, who suggests that we begin with Kol Nidre because that's exactly the way tshuva, returning to Hashem, operates. Right? Tshuva means return. And when we do something wrong, maybe we stole something, we insult someone, we can always apologize for, you know, insulting that friend or return the money that we stole, but you can never really take back what's done. No matter how bad you feel, no matter how many times you apologize, you know, that negative thing is still out there in the universe. But the Talmud says that you can. The Talmud tells us that not only can sins be undone, but they can be transformed. And if we do tshuva out of fear, the Talmud says in Yuma 86b that tshuva can transform intentional sins, sins that we did on purpose, into accidental ones, as though we committed them by accident. And if we repent from love, then our act of tshuva can transform sins into zechuyot, into merits, the Talmud says. Now, is that possible? Again, in the physical world, when you do something, it's out there, you can't take it back, right? But this is a gift. Tshuva is a gift from the more spiritual realms. And this is all symbolized in the Kol Nidre. I took a vow. I made a promise and I didn't keep it. I said something which was inappropriate. I might be embarrassed and I might apologize and I'll pay the fine or whatever it is, but I cannot do it or transform it into something positive. That's ridiculous. But tshuva tells us you can. Tshuva says you can take it back. You can change reality. And as far as God is concerned, once we've engaged in sincere tshuva, once we recognize that we have done or said something wrong and we express our remorse, and then number three, we resolve to do better. I put that in the chapter, the three R's from Rabbi Leo Young: recognition of sin, remorse for the sin, and resolution to do better. Then that changes the past. And that's an unbelievable thing. And that's the power and the opportunity that Hashem gives us this week during Aseret Yemei Tshuva to really think and focus. I spoke a little, if you watched my Parsha video on Friday, I focused a little on the idea of the word shev, which is rooted, you know, the root of the word teshuvah, return. Shev means to sit. If we can just sit and think about what it is, you know, what brings us to do the things that we're trying to change in our life? What are the circumstances? What are the people we're hanging out with when we say something not so great or we do something inappropriate? How can I change the dynamic with those people? How can I move my company about somewhat, if that's really what's impacting me negatively? Sit and think and ponder. And when you make that change and you make that commitment on Yom Kippur, a couple of days from now, it will change your reality, because the Torah tells us that it changes in the heavens, the ultimate reality.